as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is. I'm your host for today, Nicola Burnett, holistic dietitian, functional medicine practitioner, and proprietor of Back to Balance Wellness Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. I thank you for joining me today at Looking for Healing. Looking for Healing Talk Radio is an exciting show where you can learn from experts in the practice of natural medicine. Combined, the four show hosts possess more than 100 years of clinical experience and includes myself, Nicola Burnett, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Brian Artis, and Dr. Jana Schmidt. If you're into all things natural when it comes to health and healing, then stick with us. I promise you, this show is for you. I am super grateful to have the opportunity to share and educate and expand the minds of others on the topic of natural healing, which is a topic that has seemingly gotten lost as the primary way of healing. I invite you to share the links and to tell all your like-minded friends and family that they can find us live every week on America Out Loud Talk Radio at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and via recorded podcasts at AmericaOutloud.com, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Pandora Networks, and via America Out Loud phone apps, downloaded from Apple, Android, and Alexa. And I'd like to take a moment to thank the sponsors of our show. One of our great sponsors is Global Healing. Global Healing is a family-owned company that has been around since 1988. Their products are developed using cutting-edge manufacturing processes and the best ingredients nature has to offer. And Global Healing is offering a generous 15% off of your first purchase as a thank you to our faithful listening audience of Looking for Healing Radio. Just use the discount code of OUTLOUD when placing your order. That's OUTLOUD. Out loud. And I want to give a quick shout out to EHI Energetic Health Institute. It's an amazing school that teaches you how to think and not what to think. And it's a great school for learning all things healing and holistic. And of course, that school was created and started by our infamous Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. H. Okay, let's get into our topic today and our show. Last week, I did an interview with Stefan Schwanier. He happens to be a performance artist, an acrobatic dancer. He's a director, choreographer. He has been in Cirque in Zumanity. I think it was about 18 years. I'll ask him to correct me on that. And currently is performing at the Virgin Hotel in a show called The Ladylike. It's a retro modern burlesque show. And I had the privilege of meeting Stefan, gosh, maybe 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, when he came to our center in Las Vegas, Back to Balance. He worked with one of our practitioners on some structural issues that he was having in his shoulder. And so that's the first time I met Stefan and got to meet him. And we've been friends ever since. He's a remarkable human being. And I'm very privileged and excited to have you on the show today, Stefan. So welcome. Thank you for being here again.
Thank you, Nicola. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, excellent. Well, last time we were talking about, gosh, so many things, but the focus was really on you as a performer and you as a performer over your lifetime, starting gymnastics when you were 10 years old and moving forward from there and getting into the creative arts, ending up joining Cirque. And I think you created one of the act that you did in Zumanity. And if I remember right from memory, you did that, performed that live for 3 or 4 years in the
Yes.
show, and then
Yeah.
went off to do, I don't know if you went off to do other projects for a while and then returned back to the show before it closed.
Just to elucidate, that's Cirque du Soleil in Las Vegas. Just because
Yes.
people outside of Vegas might not be aware of what Zumanity was. It was a show created by Cirque du Soleil, as they've created many different shows. This one was adult-oriented, hence the name Zumanity. And so I did perform in that show for three full time for 3 years straight, and then I came back again to be on call. But I've done a lot of other performance jobs all around the world, and happy to be performing again at the Virgin Hotel for Ladylike. We are my partner and I have a female partner, and we do a duo act that's like the token circus act for that show.
Yeah, and I have seen that show and I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to going back to seeing that again. It was a fabulous show. And as I mentioned in the last show that we did a week ago, every time people come to Vegas, they always think about the major shows, the Cirque shows. They might things, the ones that are heavily advertised. And I have found living here for almost 30 years now that some of the gems of Vegas are some of the smaller venues that come in and have shows that don't get as much airtime or advertising, but I've found some of the best shows I've ever seen all through Vegas, sprinkled all throughout in these other venues. So if you make it to Vegas in the next couple of months, please see this show. It's fabulous. It's wonderful. Okay, so after we did our first show, we were chatting a little bit and talking about some things. And in that conversation, I think it's like, oh, we should have talked about this and we could have talked about that. And oh, this would be interesting and this would be another interesting show topic. And so I suggested, well, why don't we just continue and do a second interview? So one of the things that we were talking about is health and wellness, longevity, and you had mentioned just thriving in general in the world today. And I like to hear your thoughts and your philosophies and your practices around what it is that you do that lights you up, that keeps you in the best shape, keeps you performing. And one of the things that you said to me is, well, yeah, there's things that I do that help support me and help support my body and the health of my mind, and other things that keep me going. But there's also some things that I intentionally, how should we say, avoid that
Yeah.
don't necessarily contribute to what it is that I want to create or contribute to me thriving and being the best version of yourself. And I thought, wow, that's
Yeah.
a really interesting topic.
I regaled you last time with a long, long list of things that I've done and experimented with and do currently do or have done. And yeah, so then that instigated the topic of, oh, what do you avoid, what you don't do. So yeah, we could go down that path too. I can't recall, did we talk a lot or anything about the esoteric stuff
You mentioned that. So that was really
at
interesting.
the
You
end? We did touch on it,
did
right?
talk about it. And the reason why it came up is because you had mentioned when you were doing gymnastics, there was a photographer that came to the gym and you wanted to get a shot of, or they wanted to get a shot of, I forget what you call it. There's a name for
The
it.
Iron Cross on
Iron
the
Cross. Okay.
rings.
On the rings. And you were commenting how you said, okay, well, I don't think I can do the Iron Cross, but if somebody just gives me a little bit of support and holds my
So
feet.
we already told that story?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
You
All right.
did. And so you spoke a little bit about the esoteric, but if there's something else you want
Okay.
to map or go into around that, we didn't
Yeah,
talk a lot
I
about it.
think for sure we can. I mean, everything that I do or don't do is also couched within the esoteric stuff anyway. So I don't think we can avoid that topic.
Okay. All right. Well, just
So let's
speak
start
freely.
somewhere and it'll come up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love the idea of the things that I avoid or the things that I don't participate in, because after you said that, I never really thought about it in those terms for myself. But that is really a conscious thing or a conscious thought that I think we all have. Or I should just speak for myself and let you speak for yourself. There are certain things that I do avoid that I don't want to get involved in or don't want to participate in or don't want to support. And those thoughts are just so quick and come along and they're so fleeting. I never really stopped to think about it as a topic as you, when you brought it up or brought it to light. I was like, wow, that's a really interesting thing to talk about. So when this, with this topic coming up, what comes to mind for you? What are the things that you intentionally
Well,
do participate in or invite into your life?
first of all, I think I should make a caveat that I think of it in two different categories. In the physical world stuff, there are things I obviously avoid, like fluoride in the water, smoking, let's say, not tobacco per se, but all the other chemicals within it. Mercury. Just like there's so many things that are obvious things we would want to avoid, radiation. And there could be, I didn't make a list of all these things, so I'm not going to go down that list, but as they come up, we can talk about these things. But the caveat that I'm referring to is that psychologically and spiritually, this is a different thing entirely. Because I do believe in the shadow work, meaning that the difficult things, the so-called quote unquote negative things, I don't want to avoid. I want to go down that dark. I want to go down that dark pathway. Actually, I didn't always want to, but I know the value of it now. Only
Can you?
because I did for a long time, I was advised down the a spiritual pathway of what we might call spiritual bypassing. That's a popular term these days, but it's valid. So, and I think when we engage in spiritual bypassing, whether conscious of it or not, usually unconscious, is that we're attempting to avoid the bad feelings. And we're attempting to avoid what we've deemed negative. In that respect, psychologically, spiritually speaking, I'm aiming to lean into the hard stuff, the dark stuff, the shame, the wounding, the regrets, the anger, everything we might deem to be negative. So I want to lean into that to discover it. Not to amplify it per se, but to become more acquainted with what I may have been suppressing and holding down and hiding from the world and hiding from myself. Because I truly believe that it's in the awareness of these things that we're able to evolve and apply our love to those things. We see things about ourselves that we dislike. Our first knee-jerk reaction is typically to push it away, bury it, hide it, hate it. When that type of reaction, although it's typical and natural, we all do it because we're human. It just, though, it does perpetuate combat inside ourselves. So if we want to feel conflict, we can continue to do that stuff, and It will deliver. It will deliver it internally and consequently deliver it externally. So I get tired of the external reflection that comes to me. So I do analyze that and say, okay, it's coming to me from the outside world. That must mean there's a reflection of it happening in me. How am I doing that to myself? So that's a process of my the shadow work that I do, which is almost daily, because I'm always wanting to become more aware of myself. So I do a lot of journaling that helps me, and I'll have my own mentors. I have one spiritual mentor that I credit with my spiritual progress, if you will, for the last 17 or 18 years. I can
That's
mention her. I can mention her name. So her name is Anamika. And
I
so
think you
she's
mentioned
been,
her in the first interview.
okay, yeah. So she's been critical in my life for the last 18 years or so.
How did you find her?
Particularly, I was a friend who was renting from me at the time. And she was traveling back and forth from Las Vegas to California and attended one of Anamika's sessions. And then when she came back and informed me about it, she said, you really should check her out when you go to California. So I did. So I had my first experience at one of her sessions, and it was, I had an experience of an elated, elevated experience that I thought, I recognized that it's something that I had when I was younger. And I always thought, wow, I'm lucky that I had that. And maybe you're lucky if you have it once in a lifetime. And so when I had this experience at Anamika's session, I thought, wow, oh my God, there's that again. And it's hard to put words to, but it's an experience of rapture, an experience of love in the highest sense of the word. And so consequently, I decided to go attend another one of her sessions, and the same thing occurred again. And I approached her about it, and I said to her, well, this is happening when I come to your sessions. Is this normal? She says, yeah, well, this is what we're aiming to evolve toward, is this experience of love. It's the highest experience of love. And why can't we have it more than once or twice in a lifetime? Why can't we move towards that as a norm? And then I knew for sure that's what I want to do. That might be the most important thing I do in this life.
Wow, that's beautiful. This is interesting. This is a topic that I don't feel like it's spoken about often or enough. So this is, thank you for bringing this up and going into this.
Yeah. And that kind of love that I'm speaking about, it's easy to put words to. And it's something we can talk about intellectually or read books about until we're blue in the face. But until we have the experience, we don't know what it is. We have to feel it.
Yeah,
And
that's true.
it's not felt per se in the brain, in our thinking. It's like there's a wonderful quote by Rumi that I like. It says, love is not approached by thought at all, unquote. Period. Love is
Nice.
not approached by thought, dot, 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 at all, period. Because it's not.
Yeah, I agree.
Love is felt. And then we have to also become aware of that. Where are we feeling it? Where positionally? In our field of perception, where do we feel love? Because it has an origin,
Yeah.
but it doesn't come out of the head. That I can say clearly. And it might be obvious, but it does start in the heart center. It
Yeah.
can start small, but it can grow, and it can grow huge.
Beautiful. Okay, let's continue this. We've got to run to a quick break. So Stick with us. We'll run off for just a few minutes and we'll be right back to continue this conversation.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break on Looking for Healing Radio. And real quick, I just want to mention that if you're not able to catch any of our shows live, just know that all of our shows go to podcast, typically a day or two after the live broadcast is complete. You can listen to any of the podcasts on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart Podcast, or America Out Loud, and many more. If you like what you're hearing, make sure to subscribe and rate the show for us. Okay, so we're going to get back into our interview. We are doing our second interview with Stefan Schwanier. He is a performer all over the world, but currently right now performing at the Virgin Hotel in Las Vegas in a show called Ladylike. He is an acrobatic dancer, performance artist, director, choreographer, and just an all-around one of my favorite people. And we, in the first segment of the show, I was just really beautiful to sit here and listen to you talk about, how did you refer to it, spiritual bypassing and doing shadow work. And again, this is a show about health and wellness, and this is basically the topics around what I wanted to talk to you about, your views, your philosophies, how you live, how you conduct yourself, what things you participate in, just all things around that. And it's a really interesting topic. And a couple of things that came to mind in what you were talking about, you know, I've come to realize that the universe is really simple, and the universe is comes from a place of neutrality. And we, as people, always seem to want to classify things as good and bad and ugly and pretty and difficult and easy, and just put them into these categories. But at the end of the day, even things like anger and shame and jealousy, they're things that are just there to help us see better. And I would say, from the universe's perspective, those things are placed in us and around us for our own good and out of love. And just like you were commenting, Stefan, that when you stop to look at these things, depending on how you want to categorize them or judge them, I really am in alignment with you that at the end of the day, these things are really just there for our good, our greater good and our benefit. If we stop and have the courage, and it does take courage to look at these things. That was one of my thoughts as you were just finishing up speaking so beautifully about this topic. And so shadow work is a really big part of health and wellness. it's way more important than people realize. That's for sure.
Shadow work is how we arrive at love.
Ooh, I like that. That's so true.
Because if we chase after love, we're always going to fail at that. I mean, there's actually a wonderful quote by Osho, and I don't remember that verbatim, but he said, every time we chase after love, we fail. But if we chase after awareness, love will come. And what is that? What we're trying to become aware of? We're trying to become aware of our darkness. Because we need something to apply love to. And it's always easy to love babies and puppies and kittens. That's like, that's kindergarten. Anybody can do that. Anybody can, except for psychopaths, but that's another topic. okay, so, but what's graduate level love? Graduate level love would be, can I apply that to something I am repulsed by? Can I apply love to what I hate?
Well, that's a real challenge, isn't it?
And if we can't, then we just have to be honest. Because another thing that's important to note is that the universe is attracted to our honesty. So just be honest. If we can't love things that we hate, we just say so. But we can arrive about ourselves, and we become recognized that there are things about ourselves that we hate. Otherwise, we wouldn't be pushing them down. Or that if we don't necessarily hate them, they are still present a threat to our survival. So we hide them.
Yes, very true.
So our task really is to get to know, what have we been hiding from the world, and what have we been hiding from ourselves? And there's always layers to that. Layer yeah. after layer after layer. And then if we can get to the point where we arrive eventually, if we have a commitment to it all, we eventually might be able to say, okay, I'm human. I might be okay that is true about me. Such and such a thing that we don't like. I might be okay that I'm human and that I'm flawed. In that respect, we invite ourselves toward acceptance, which is the first gateway. Acceptance. If we can come to a place of acceptance about the things that we have distaste in ourselves, then we might arrive at the next gateway of forgiveness. Being able to forgive ourselves for being flawed. If we can get there, then love can start trickling in.
Yeah.
That's the graduate level work, really.
I like the way you phrase that, graduate level work. That's great.
That's when we choose not to bypass. I mean, it's easy to choose comfort, but it's only temporary. If we want long-term relief, we gotta lean into the pain.
Right. Yeah, that's so
long-term relief. And when I say long-term relief, I'm saying that love comes in as the change agent. In fact, and this comes directly from Anamika, love is the only change agent. So there are all kinds of paths that would advocate for cleansing, reprogramming, deleting. You probably know a lot of them yourself, but those are all combative programs. Like, I'm going to fight or push away the things in me that I don't like. I'm going to reprogram, overlay a new program. Subsequently, the other ones just get buried down. Nothing gets deleted. Nothing gets forgotten. It will only fester and create issues later, whether that be inside the body as disease or outside as accidents or unfortunate relationships.
Yeah. All so incredibly true.
So when I think about the things in, well, we can apply the idea of love is the only change agent to virtually anything. So if I, for some reason, unfortunately, was exposed to radiation or fluoride or mercury, and I feel like I'm compromised and I might be dying, well, we can really focus on that, the horrible experience of those things and go down a downward spiral. Or we can choose the other path of, okay, if love is the only change agent, then can I apply love to even the physical things that have compromised me or harmed me? Yeah, and I say, yes, we can. So I do believe in the esoteric possibility of transmuting poisons. Can't say that I'm truly confident that I've done that. I think I have probably done it on some smaller levels and brought upon true healing using the concept of that love is the only change agent, and really being able to experience, have an experiential process through it. You can feel it. When you have an experience of love, it radiates in a way that just, it shifts everything biologically, cellularly, psychologically, and across the board, across a huge spectrum. It shifts everything. It doesn't
it does.
Mean that you should continue drinking fluoridated water every day, though.
Right. There's
or
the
taking,
obvious.
Or taking vaccines. "Quote unquote vaccines."
Yeah,
I think that the greatest inoculation to disease is love, right? So there we go again. Love is the only change agent.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Going back to what you were talking about with, you know, being poisoned or having a parasite infection or something. And the programming is to fight and to push and to that you're in this battle. And I have different suggestions that I make and to my and also to myself on those terms, which is I will have my clients, whatever their issue is, I'll say, well, why don't we try a different approach? Why don't you, I want you to go home tonight and this week, and I want you to practice just taking a few breaths, quieting your body down. And talking to that body part, whatever that is, right? If you've got a problem with your hip and saying, "Hi, I'm here. I love you. I appreciate what you continue to do for me, what you've done for me. You have my full attention. Please, if there's anything I need to be aware of, you need to show me something where I need to assist you or partner with you in healing this issue. I want you to know that I'm fully present and I'm listening and I'm very interested to hear what you have to say." This is a little technique that I share with all my clients, and it's very profound. And if they do stop to do something like this, I'm just commenting that's a very different approach, more along the lines of what you're talking about. It's really a display and a partnership and an expression of love. In this case, you know, towards the issue that somebody may be having in their body.
Yeah.
It works.
It's a compassionate approach. But I'll make another caveat to that. And that is, if we're trying to use love to change something, then it will not work. If we're trying, even though I say, or I've been told, and I believe that love is the only change agent, if we're approaching it to change something, it's not going to work. Because that would be another spiritual bypass. If the difficulty we're facing is what we're attempting to get out of the discomfort zone, then From experience, I can say that the only way is through integration, meaning what that word means to me is that we come to a place where we can love the pain and the darkness, or what the causation of all that is. First, we come to be aware of it, because usually we're unconscious of what's happening. So the first prayer I have is, show me what I need to know, so my heart may grow. And so we know a lot, and especially as we get older and older, we know a lot, but we only know what we know, and we know what we don't know. But there's also what we don't know that we don't know. And that's what I'm aiming to petition towards. Show me what I need to know. So that's short for, so I don't want to make this so long and say, show me what I don't know that I don't know, which is redundant, right? So I just shortened it to show me what I need to know, so my heart may grow.
That's beautiful. I like that.
And so what I need to know is typically something that's not pleasant to find out. That's worth repeating. Usually what I need to know is something that's not pleasant to discover. Then when I discover it, we have the knee-jerk reaction of, I'm repulsed by it, you know, I hate it or whatever. But eventually we can approach it with a little more gentleness and say, okay, I accept that. I accept that I'm flawed that way. And by the way, everybody has flaws if you're human.
Yep.
So there we go. It helps. And so then when we come to the place of acceptance again, we can probably get to the place of forgiveness next. And so what does love do? It doesn't push the flaws out. It embraces them. It says, you're okay to live here with me. So we embrace the darkness or the flawed aspects. And in that embrace, it kind of changes the flaw. It doesn't go away per se. It just takes a back seat, because love is now front and center, and it drives, it steers.
Okay, let's take a break, because it's about that time. So we'll run off to our short break and we'll carry on with this when we return.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
This is Nicola Burnett coming back from our short break. And just to mention, Looking for Healing Radio is on 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. You can catch Dr. Brian Artis on Mondays, myself, Nicola Burnett, on Tuesdays, Dr. Henry Ely on Wednesdays, and Dr. Jana Schmidt on Thursdays. And on Fridays, you get the whole gang of us. So between my co-hosts and I, you can find a new show every day of the week. And if while you're listening, a question pops into your mind, please feel free to submit your question by going to the nav bar on the Looking for Healing page. We would love to hear from you. All questions and comments are welcome. All right, this is the last segment of our show with Stefan Schwanier. He is a director, choreographer, acrobatic dancer, and a performance artist. And he has performed in Zumanity previously here in Las Vegas. He's currently performing at the Virgin Casino in The Ladylike, which is a retro modern burlesque show. And we are doing our second interview with Stefan. He is a very, very interesting person, and I really just enjoy listening to you and hearing about your what goes on in that mind and your thought process just about life and your philosophy and what it is that you do to thrive in this lifetime. So we were just again, thank you, Stefan, for joining. And that was so beautiful what you were speaking about. And just going back to this topic, one of the things that's really that keeps coming up for me that's really interesting at the center and what it is that we do, we use a lot of testing scanning programs. We use a lot of radionics technology. And we have a practitioner who has a specific type of a program, radionics program, where she will be looking for infections in the body, right? It could be some kind of pathogenic infection that can be causing whatever health issue that somebody may be having. And one of the interesting things that I've noticed about her testing device is that when she performs the test and scans the body and the report comes up, it will show issues around emotions. And it will typically show the specific chakra that's blocked. And there's kind of a rating or an order in which the findings of the report are presented in. And one of the things that's really interesting is that whenever there is some kind of an energetic block in the body, that shows up first on the report. And when that shows up first on the report, she will just have to say to the client, we really need to get you to look at your emotional issues or your traumas or whatever comes up on the report, because I can't, there's absolutely nothing I can do to go further to assist you with these other infections that you may have, because the root cause of the problem is the harboring or the not looking at or the burying, however you want to understand that, of these emotional issues. And another thing that comes up around this topic, before, it was so interesting, before we started this interview, I was just sitting here at my desk and I took a look at my book that I have sitting here, Feelings Buried Alive Never Die. And this is a book that a book that I keep right within my arm's grasp and reach. Because when I'm working with people, no matter what it is that we're doing, maybe we're doing some detoxing and some emotional things are coming up, I'm always pulling that book out and I'm always reading, well, you know, this organ is about this. And that might be just something to start them on the path and steering them in the direction of really understanding all of what we're talking about here, of how all of this plays into, you know, the global health of the body and the capacity to heal the body, whatever that might mean for somebody. So those are just a couple places where my mind was going as you have been so eloquently talking about this topic. And I love what you said about love is the only change agent. It's so true. At the end of the day, I find in my own life, it always comes down to that 100% of the time.
Yeah, one of my favorite resources related to what you're saying is, well, first of all, that everything is psychosomatic. Meaning that your source origin of all your discomfort is going to come from the difficult feelings or the stuff that we want to bury and not acknowledge or detest one way or another. And so, or whatever else is unconscious. And typically it stems from a higher order energetically, meaning it's probably emotional, mental. So one of my favorite resources is a book called Your Body's Telling You Love Yourself by Lise Bourbeau. Prior to that, I also, I sometimes occasionally still use Louise Hay, which you're probably familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be able to identify, because I'm not a scientist in that respect, or a psychologist or a psychiatrist. So I just have the basic idea that various parts of the body relate to various parts of our psyche. You know, left side of the body's feminine or usually dealing with the mother side, right side is masculine, father side. So you can make general assumptions that way, but I really like to get into the details of it, which I am not educated enough to know. So I really rely on different resources like those books I mentioned. And I do see energy practitioners too, who have an ability to, or knowledge about those types of things.
Yeah, I think that's really important work for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I take that into my journal writing. So if I see that something is related to shame or any kind of wounding or rage or what have you, then I really try to dig up where that rage is coming from or that shame or what have you. Mm-hmm. And then it's nice to know why and if it's connected to a particular body part. And that explains, oh, well, now I understand why I have this issue. But there are cascading effects to those things too. It's not always as simple as one origin. You know, this is a lifelong path of research.
True.
It never ends in a good way. I mean, we can get discouraged by thinking, oh, is this ever going to end? But no, it gets easier. Layer after layer after layer. And then suddenly you're starting to think, oh, I can't wait for the next layer. But in the beginning, it's a tough process. But the layers do get easier. And then you recognize there's a treasure included with each layer. And that's why we have we gain the excitement to do that work. There's a payoff.
Oh,
That's a very important point. I'm glad you mentioned that. One of the things that I can experience a lot with clients is, gosh, that exact same question, does this ever end? Because they come in and think the healing process is going to have a start and a middle and an end and a finish. And it doesn't, it's more like a dance that just kind of morphs and changes. And, you're spinning and then you're up in the air and then you're doing a fancy step. It just seems to, it's a dance. It just seems to change. And I think,
And we use the obstacles that come as part of our new partners. Right?
Yeah, obstacles that come. That's a very good way to think about that.
We may not like them at first, but if we're truly using our ability to integrate and find love for everything, which is not an easy thing to do at first, but if we do, then we can see each obstacle as our new dance partner. And until we move beyond that one to the next one. But then there's a gift with each obstacle that arrives. Each difficulty, shall quote unquote difficulty, challenge. There's a gift with each one. And then you're ready. And then you feel like, oh, what's the next challenge going to be?
I'm not quite there yet. I could take a break from some of these challenges. Come up for air, dear God. But I understand what you're saying.
Keep digging.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think it does become easier, but I'll throw a caveat on there. If you're willing to do the work, it is an investment and a choice, a conscious choice.
You do also have to be graced.
Yeah.
Because if we don't experience the value return, we won't keep going.
True.
And we're just going to take the easy route and choose our comfort foods. Right. But ultimately, if we're on the path, we'll realize that our comfort foods or comfort habits won't have the long-term payoff that we're hoping to get. If we just okay with short-term relief, and then we have to keep tapping into those habits, addictions, then we're just going to, the addiction escalates. Yeah, eventually we get to a point of exhaustion with that. And we want long-term relief. Well, then we know we got to go down the deep dark holes.
Yeah.
But then also what I was saying about grace is that if we're sincere, grace can come and gift us. Initially, what we need to feel is that grace as a payoff, that relief. So.
Yeah.
So that we know that it's true, that this way works.
Yeah, that's such an important point. Otherwise, what's the point of continuing moving forward with the uncovering of and the uncovering and the discovery of the gift in the challenge?
Because
if we don't look at it that way, or that isn't the way the system is set up. You're right. Then people will just kind of say, screw this, forget this. I'm moving on. I'm not going to invest a lot of time here. So that's a very good point. Well, gosh, here we are, time again. Such a beautiful hour spent with you. Thank you for just incredible. Your wisdom is amazing. The way you share the wisdom, the mastery of language and sharing the wisdom. It's an important topic to talk about. And I, to be honest with you, I didn't even know this was where this conversation was going to go. I like to be in flow with guests, and it was perfect, and it's beautiful, and it's important
topic. And I think, again, it's something that needs to be spoken of more often in circles of health and wellness. And I just really thank you for sharing in the way that you do and the way that you did with all of that. Health and healing has so much to do with, it's a mind, body, spirit experience. And this is, here we are. This is what we're talking about. All these things are intertwined and they affect, you know, they're all in bed together with each other and they all affect each other. So it's our common way that we've been conditioned to think about health is just, you know, we've got this meat suit and we've got these problems. I have eczema, I have dandruff, I have whatever. And
everything is intertwined and it's complicated and there's only one solution, Nicola.
And that solution is?
Love is the only change agent. If we try to untangle the mess without it, there's no point.
Yep, there's no point. That's exactly correct.
We'll say, get me out of here. I'm sick of this world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
Love is the only reason that it makes it worthwhile. And love does the untangling. So we don't have to figure it out. All we have to do is become aware.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, when the four of us got together to start this show and we were talking about the production and how we wanted to conduct this show and all the details of it, you know, our tagline was "Welcome to Looking for Healing Talk Radio, where pharmaceuticals are not medicine, but love always is." So I will end on that note. And I thank you so much for sharing the hour with us and to all those out there in the listening audience. I thank you as well for spending the hour with Stefan and myself, Nicola. And I hope you're feeling inspired and educated and hopeful that no matter what you may be dealing with from a health perspective, there's always a natural solution. And in this case, the solution is love. So thank you, Stefan, again, for joining us and just really invaluable, beautiful information. And it's time to sign off. And I'm just going to say to you, yeah,
it's a pleasure.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Blessings in abundance with your health and your life. Thank you for tuning in. And this is Nicola Burnett signing off, and Stefan from Looking for Healing Radio.